lucky to marry Becky Ann Baker. We've been married for 27 years, and when she was in high school in West Springfield High School in Northern Virginia, she was cheerleader buddies with a woman named Tony Arduini, who married a guy named Vin Hoover. And now Tony Hoover had written this script, and she's friends of ours. We've stayed friends with her and Vin over the years. And she said, I've got this amazing script of this story of this boy that grew up in this town we live in, Corbin, Kentucky. And so she asked us, you know, if I get this film made, will you two act in it? And Becky and I both said, yes, of course we will. We knew the film would never get made, so it was an easy promise to make. And then I read the script, and I was enthralled with the story. I just said, wow, this is an, and I kept coming back to her saying, this is a true story. She said, oh yeah, Travis, you can, you know, Travis and his parents still live in Corbin. You can, find out all about it. So we, I started helping her out a bit, beyond just promising to be actors. And then she asked for some help on the script, and I did a little of that. She asked for help with casting. And then 3 years ago, she said, hey, Dylan, why don't you direct it? And I have never directed a film before. I've directed a few plays. But all of a sudden, somebody had asked me that magic question, and I said, well, I don't know when that's going to happen again. And I decided to go ahead and direct the film.